It's Marty Spence here with Coach Logan Swallum. It's time for the Willow Springs Bears Coaches Show. And Coach Swallum, the Bears with opening night last Friday night, the home opener at Polinski Field, and Pleasant Hope came to town, and the Bears got a win for the first time in a minute.
Yes. It started off pretty slow. I think it's just what's ingrained in the kids' minds, or just my assumption. They did a great job of battling, overcoming a lot of adversity in the first half. We shot ourselves in the foot several times, but they kept pushing, kept knocking on the door, and finally broke through there, kind of going into halftime. And then once we came out the second half, then we kind of got a little rhythm, kind of got things going. So,
yeah, I think people looking at the final score, probably a little not quite sure how it got that to that point. It was a 20-7 lead for Pleasant Hope at one time, and then a 20-20 game at halftime. But then that second half, you guys came out, and the offense just hit on all cylinders. You had three guys that put up some big numbers, and the offense was definitely clicking in the second half.
Yeah, giving them 14 points in the first 3 minutes of the first quarter doesn't matter who you play. It doesn't necessarily suit well for you. So they did a good job of battling back, making it 20-20 all at halftime. I thought we could score once or twice more. We should have before half, but then coming out, we were a little slow there in the first few snaps, and then we kind of got it going and kind of broke some runs. And like you said, we had three guys go over 100 yards, had one go over 200 yards. So we rushed to 540 plus on the ground as a team with multiple guys. So it's always good whenever you keep the ball on the ground and have success.
Well, you talk about confidence. This is a team that just hasn't won in a long time. And now getting a little bit of confidence, that's got to be big for the program moving forward.
Yeah, I hope so. They crawled over one mountain, and then we tell them all week this week, we want to let's start hiking over another mountain. Let's cross another one off. So, it's a little bit different feeling than what they've had here recently. So I'm proud of them, and hopefully they enjoyed it over the weekend. But it's on to the next, and we've been pushing this week and, trying to get better each and every day. That's the goal, number one goal. And, I think they're doing a good job of trying to get there.
All right, so the Bears roll up their first win, and now you get greedy and want some more, right? And Bears open up the conference season at Kabul tonight, and the Pit is always a tough place to go try to play a football game. But getting that win and now looking towards the conference, I'm sure you'd love to make a statement tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, starting conference play, starting with the Kabul Bulldogs, and it's at their place. It's September 13th.
I believe it's homecoming for them.
Yeah, also their homecoming game. So it's a big game for them, and obviously it's a big game for us. We kind of want to string a couple together here. We've been working this week, staying after the kids, not satisfied with one, even though it does feel really nice to get one in a long time, for the first time in a long time. But, staying after them, keeping people healthy is a goal, and I think they're ready to go. We coach them hard every day in practice, and but I think the kids, I think they're ready to go. We'll get one more practice tonight, but we're excited to get it going and hook it up with Kabul Bulldogs.
A good opportunity tonight, and then looking ahead just a little bit. I know, coaches don't look ahead beyond what's in front of them, but the SCA is always a tough conference, and you've got Mountain Grove and Liberty coming up after that. But the conference, like always, of course, Ava's there at the end, but how does the conference stack up for the Bears this year?
It's like you said, the SCA is a juggernaut, it seems like. It's eight well-coached teams or seven other well-coached teams, it seems like, every year. Hard-nosed kids in this area, so kudos to all those programs. It's every week's going to be tough from here on out. It's going to be a battle, so our job as coaches here at Willow, is to stay after them and to keep coaching them, keep getting them better, so and trying to have a shot every Friday night.
Sounds good. The Bears will begin their SCA conference season tonight at Kabul. Bears and the Bulldogs kick off at 7 o'clock on KUKU. Thanks, Coach Swallum, and good luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Swallum, and that's the Coach's Show.